last time we were talking about how to do the CSR pass. So we said already that when normally you do the CSR pass, normally what you do is you put CSR pass. So during the week you cut quite a bit in, but on Shabbos we're worried about Lecha Mishnah, yes, the whole thing. So you make just a ration by itself. Just a very a small thing. The minigat actually, what we do is, I'm talking about this actually, so what we do is a pikabol, this is on Friday night, we use the bottom tala. On all other times, that's Shabbos days, Yom Tov night, yeah, we do always the top one. What happens, my friends, on Friday night, which is Yom Tov? I don't know if I spoke about this. Someone just asked me this actually this week, actually. We just learned about this. Someone asked me, what did you do Friday night?
I did the top one.
Top one, yes. I'll tell you, the beauty of this religion is you can't go wrong. You know that?
Whatever you do,
you go right, my sister. There's different sisters here, my sister. Yeah, because I've got one on my diet that on Friday night, you do the top one. Yeah. Others seem to say no. Others seem to say you use the bottom one.
I'll be sorry, actually, you use the bottom, but nobody ever uses the top.
Right.
I use one on the right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I forgot right now. That's what I didn't, okay. Then we spoke about the brocha, what you do. You place the 10 fingers on the chalas, all the 10 mitzvahs there. That's what we ended off with last time. So you make birchas hamotzi, and you might see the people in the house. That's what I'm doing, yeah? You might see everyone. What about if someone's washing the tzitzit dying away? We spoke about this last time. This is actually before Shalach in Shulchan Aruch here. Let's just see if we can find Kusam Zayin, Sim Zayin. I'm just halacha. I mean, he's talking about during the week. There's no chilek. Who went shayin? No kiyon lachila. Who was the washing his hands for chila? Yaakov hoyim avorach hamotzi. And while he's washing his hands, Yaakov is making the biggest hamotzi. He's covered by Hashem. He's intending to hamotzi everyone. But Akan nigre ruven yodol. Then ruven washed his hands. Or bechad his yadayim. Lo have a hefsek. It's not for the hefsek. So ma'aser, it's no problem at all. You're allowed to do it like this. I mean, it's not lechatchila. The Rosh Hashanah says, I rather lechatchila. Everyone should be together at the meal. I want to wait to make hamotzi for everyone. But if one didn't do this, one is still Yotzer. He just says that Mishnah Berurah is over here, and I say, if you make the bracha tizdayim while you say hamotzi, that's like a loot. Because you can't be Shomer Kohen, you can't listen and do this thing at the same time. And therefore, that's like a no good. But if the person is quiet listening, then that will be okay. Okay, now let's move on to today's shiur. And that is not giving out the challah. This is interesting now, so you're giving out the challah to the people of Bnei Bais. So this is all an interesting halacha. If the Musulman, the people who are listening, the people around, are going to be using the challah of the Balabos, and they're using his brocha, then they can't eat without him starting first. That means it's a different halacha what people do. Some people make hamotzi. This is an interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So what do you do about this? This is the Sitzes Vav. What do you do when you make hamotzi? But that's clear, that's the Shulchan Aruch says, that they can't start eating. If they're listening to your birchas hamotzi and they're using your challah for Lecha Mishnah, they can't start eating before the Balabos eats. It's not covered. That's Kalav, right? So if everything is being used from the Balabos, using his brocha, and you're using his Lecha Mishnah, you have to wait till, what you call it, till he makes, till he starts eating before you can have it. What about, can he, he makes hamotzi Lecha Mishnah, yeah? Now, what should you do now? Should he give everyone first a bit of the challah?
No.
Or should he eat first a bit himself?
Yeah,
hefsek,
he should eat.
So this is interesting, I'm not going to touch this, I'm not going to touch this, the Ramah's matter. The Ramah says, Einam assuming we're showing Nitzoyim actually is another thing. The people that can't taste before he eats, says the Ramah, Avon Mutter losses the Chol Echel Chelfe Kodshirchen. He's allowed to give everyone their portion first. It's not called Avsocha. Then they have to wait for everyone to eat. But the giving out is not a problem, says the Ramah. That's not called a Hefzik. It's all called a circle of the meal. And therefore, there's no problem with him giving out all the meals.
Either it's going to be a hefsek for them, let's say he eats first, it's a hamotzi.
Yeah, it's going to be a hefsek for him. He's made a bracha, yeah, definitely. He's made the bracha, so you have to know what's better.
Yeah.
But that, no, I said, there's no problem. Now, on that, he brings over here, it's not correct about saying everyone is chayav first. after he's able to show him between him actually some good, the men are going to wait for him. So it's better, says the Taz, he came next to the Hefstuk, it's considered the Hefstuk. Ben Abroch and Achila, Rezeh Osun Chathchila, and a year a little coin and he should taste first, Va'acha kach yichalik l'chol echad yichal, then he should divide the house. Different Hoggim, some do, some don't, I don't know what happened, but I said it's very interesting, but that is the Machloikas, Ramor says it's okay to give out everyone, and what's his name, the Taz says that one should actually first eat yourself. Someone told me that each minute, I never heard this before actually, someone told me he's got a minute to wash all that. He makes a mishnah for our heads, and then everyone comes from around the table to put their hands on the lecha mishnah and make their own hamitzah. Interesting. Never heard of that before. No. It seems like it's a, sorry?
No, everybody should be having
yoitz mishnah. It's interesting. The rabbi says 2 minutes. What happens normally in many places? What's the minute? The minute is that one person makes hamitzah, lecha mishnah, from the lecha. And he gives out the lechem to everyone at the table, and they eat straight. And they're being yotzer, that's mamish, his lechem mishnah, with his bracha, and they're using it.
That's normal.
That's a common minig. There are people who got a minig, that what happens, everyone makes their own hamitzi. It's also quite a common minig. Everyone makes their own hamitzi. The shayla is, how does that work? Because the chori, it's not on your lechem mishnah. When you get a piece of challah, it's not your lechem mishnah. So before she says, I'm going to say the master boy is, I have to start the meal, Chazal wants to start with the lecha mishnah. Anyone who's included in that thing, that's okay. So, yeah, interesting, that's a different way of looking at things, that's what some people do. It looks like if someone hasn't got a minute, then the best way is to be yotzer with his brocha, everything. That's really the best way to do yotzer, the mitzvah, to be yotzer with his brocha, and to use his lecha mishnah.
How is this, you've got another adult, and how is he yotzer with the lecha mishnah?
Who?
You've got another adult at the table, your son-in-law, or your eldest child, or your one of your children. You make the lecha mishnah. You make
the lecha mishnah. Well, everyone can drag out.
He's got him lecha mishnah as well.
But it's all for one person.
So he can be, he's yoitzing you through your lecha mishnah.
Yeah, can do that.
That's why, some people have to go around, and they both, you do, I mean, I'm doing myself at home. We haven't got enough lecha mishnahs, so he also takes all the two lecha. Makes
the
bracha by
the sea, so it's also a lecha mishnah. They do it, the mice they do it, each one makes their own lecha mishnah. Interesting. But Shalashim very often what happens is you borrow the next person next to you and you make your own lecha mishnah, you pass it around,
share brothers,
all these things. I say, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the mice say it looks like it's a big Indian for one person to make for everyone. But there's also some people don't like to be yotzer with hamotzi. Because that's always an old shy though, because the Shomei Kaonia, some people say you can't come properly.
Yeah.
So it's better you make your own broth. That's why there's a million, they won't make their own broth. So it's not so posh, it's for a mice, and that's where it comes from, this idea of everyone making their own broth. That's where it comes from. That is this idea of what you call it. That means, yeah, that's also an interesting thing. That means even according to this minig, it's an important thing, I forgot to mention this, even if you've got this minig of making your own hamotzi, you still really should hear the hamotzi from the mavorach as well. Because there's two things you're doing. You're making lecha mishnah, and then you're going to make your own hamotzi if you want to use this bracha for bichas hanen. But the lecha mishnah, you should all be hearing from one person. That means if you're in the middle of washing your hands, and you haven't heard the mavorach's hamotzi, and you come and sit down at the table, and you know you make your own hamotzi, so there's no problem at all, that's wrong, that's not ideal. Because you've not had a hamotzi on a lecha mishnah. So what you can do, those people who made their own brocha, what they can do is, they can hear the hamotzi from the balabos, and then when they get the lecha, they make their own hamotzi. But they should hear the hamotzi from the balabos, because that's the what. You're beginning the same that started from there, starting, that is how a lecha mishnah works. So that's another interesting way of doing things. Also, who should eat lecha mishnah? There's also interesting things over here. But let's say you have lecha mishnah. Let's say you've got wheat bread to eat. One of the people in the family are allergic to wheat. They can't have wheat. Is that a problem? Or should everyone really try and have something from the lecha mishnah? I mean, other kazayas and nice and that. What do I know? It looks like it's a big Indian for everyone to have a part of the lecha mishnah. But someone told me today, I was just meeting someone today, he said to me, he's got someone in the family who can't have wheat. So I've never heard of it. It's what he said. He said to me, what he does is he makes lecha mishnah, but in a lecha mishnah he has two chalas, plus he has a non-wheat flour, let's say, a non-wheat flour as well. So he puts that all in a lecha mishnah. So it's interesting, I don't know how that works, but the mice said that's all included in a lecha mishnah. So when he's giving out to the people who want to eat the non-wheat flour, It's all included in the Lechemishin. They have it from Lechemishin as well.
So he cuts that one for her, and the two of them
out. I don't know what he does, actually. I don't know what he does. Yeah, maybe he cuts it. Right. But I'm saying you're making Lechemishin on three chalas then. Or four chalas. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong. Something's going to render based on much more.
No.
Two chalas. It's the minimum, Mr. Obama. You can put whatever you want on
it. It's more bulk. He gives her the bulk, and then he, the other two chalas.
Yeah, it could be that's what you do. I'm not sure. It could be that's what's happening. I don't know.
Also, in Melbourne, you can't have pas akku, so it could use.
That's a good shout. So that's a good one, actually. You can try that pas akku. And with my system again nowadays, because you've got, you can get rid of it without a heksha. We also call this Kingsman, I've been to call this Holmes, but it comes under. Apparently, you check the ingredients then. And what do you call it? They say there's nothing wrong with subkasha, there's nothing wrong. It's pasakal, but if we don't want to use it. So, as far as I remember, I wrote down the Prima Gordon
system.
Yeah,
that's
a bit different. It's not loving it. What?
It shouldn't
have it. He's asked a good point in my system. People don't matter about pasakal, they don't want that pasakal, yeah? So, now, what can you use for Lecha Mishnah? Can you use that for Lecha Mishnah?
What's
the
how
many
nuts?
If
you can eat it,
don't eat it.
No,
you don't eat it.
No, they
can't.
That's
me right now.
Yes,
I'm sure with this.
So that's
not crazy.
Make sure not
to eat past Kelta. I can't remember what it is. I haven't looked at the Kimmel here, but it's interesting. I'm not looking at it, actually. The Prima Gordon says you can do it. Prima Gordon says you can use it for Lecha Mishnah, actually.
I mean, Switzerland.
No, even though it's not, he doesn't want to eat it.
Oh, he doesn't want to eat it.
He can't eat it.
He just wants to use it for Lecha Mishnah.
So does it have to be something which you're going to eat?
The whole show about whether you can use the elements of Lecha Mishnah, something else
is
can't
eat
it.
It's just
nice. The mice, people say, well, look at this. The mice looks like people are making. The mice, the minute you make all that, you wouldn't know. It's like, you know, mice, I go to a neighbor, I'm running out of Lecha Mishnah, so I can't chew it, I can't borrow it, you can borrow it, but I need it back. That means I can't eat it. I need to get it back. So is that called Lecha Mishnah? I said, most possible hold on it. Is that the shas that you mentioned the wrong? You're right, he's a bit of a read about this actually. It's technically interesting. What?
Shanzan said
it
shouldn't.
Should use it?
I think you should
get it
over there.
Yeah, but you haven't got. What do you do? You haven't got.
Should
have
said
replace
when you got anything the matzah.
That's a bit better because it's right. Yeah.
Now you can't.
The pas akum is a bit worse. There's a little bit more than the pas akum, yeah? So the pas akum is a bit worse, that case. That's a bit worse. That's a bit worse. I don't know. Okay, that's number one. That's also number one. By the way, I just want to remember, we spoke about last time, get back to you about this point, about burning a challah. The Moshe of Matzah, let's say, for example, if it's got, if it gets a
shame.
Yeah? Yeah, so I looked around, just Mamish, the last thing I did before I came here, just Mamish, the last thing. I didn't look it up, Mamish, even in the Maramokum. But this is a shy about doing this. Can you make a matzah completely? Well, you've got a crack at the end of the matzah, more than the 48th, and I said, so it's a problem. It's snapped off. Can you make it solid again?
By burning the edges. Why does that make it
solid?
You said last time, because you put it back
like
putting it in the oven.
Yeah, that's a shy. Is that like putting it back in the oven? So he brings over here, so the last thing I checked, just before I came, I just happened to see this over here. He brings over here. Okay, you've got lacho be'es achal or a matzah, but it's such nishbo, and nifutso nechiko. Looks like you have to do this. You're allowed to put it back in the oven. And there ain't even shalim shapir dom in the chachila. Yeah, so he says something to make it. Only yes, I'm a vatim rosh. And then he says a shalim who can shalim yom tov actually. I don't know why. Maybe it's a tikkun. I'm not sure what you're doing. Maybe you do like a tikkun. So you maybe shouldn't go on shalim yom tov. But the ma'ase it looks like before shalim yom tov. I'll check a bit more. I just want to place over here. This Indian over here of
masakin it.
Looks like if you do it before shalim, so before yom tov, you can make it back into a shalim. That's what it looks like. Okay, now what else was there? There was another interesting thing over here. So what happens, and then everyone has a bit of Lecha Mishnah. So the person gives out, the boss gives out to everyone part from the Lecha Mishnah. Now you've got to be careful actually, it's an interesting halacha this, you mustn't speak. A big mistake is something, it's not only halacha's Lecha Mishnah, but a person, for example, is given something to eat. He puts it in his mouth, and it's brought a shaka near with Vori or Mitch Lechman Oretz, puts it in his mouth, and starts speaking. That's a big problem, actually. The Mishnah Berurah brings, let's just see the Mishnah Berurah inside, you can find it. Mishnah Berurah, of course, Samar Zion, see Vov. He says there, and Shulchan Aruch says, actually, really, that one should wait till one actually swallows the food.
The first bite, because that will...
You're going to remember, you see that when Brocha Lachim, you shouldn't interrupt between the Brocha and Lachim. This is the Mishnah Berurah over here, Alamad Hei. actually, if you know it's katsasma prusa, you should actually chew some of the prusa up with evil end and swallow it. We should really add in that one should swallow part of the food. It's a big mistake, man. Many people you speak to, I say, make a bracha, put it in a mouth, start chewing, and straight away they speak. It's a big shiny when you get the rock, even the pasta should come on. The toyim levad is no bother in toy bracha. The big tasting by itself doesn't need a bracha. So actually just chewing in the beginning is not so possible, it's good. In case, ikaha bracha rabliya. Therefore, the main bracha you're making is only actually the swallowing. Yeah? Come on, come on. Oh, I have a soch, but I don't know. I have an ikon was over. Someone, he didn't do this. He made a bracha. I might say, lech, when I was, he started chewing the bread, and then he started talking. If he's talking about me, Indian Asura, that's much better, yeah, because I have to say anyway. But let's say, Kodim Shibla Prusa, with Vorim Shem Tzorich Asura, Tzorich Ian, says the Mishra Rura, in Tzorich last day of Vorich, where you have to go back and make a bracha again. And the Chai Ardom Asad, I feel like Bola, Rakatam, Shemot, Sura, Pimra, Nisa, Ain, Tzorich last day of Vorich. So, it's, but the end, it's okay. It's Zichar not an ideal situation, this, yeah? The ideal situation is Zichar not like this, and one should definitely try and swallow.
How much?
Oh, that's a good question now. I'll come to the next bit. So one should definitely swallow some of the prusa. Now, there's always a general locha. When you make a brocha mishon is made on a mashu. Even on a small amount, a person can make a brocha mishon. On a brocha achroin, you need to have a kazayis. Yeah. But a brocha mishon is on a mashu. Even so, we should rule things down that one should ideally eat a kazayis or pas straight away. Within 3 or 4 minutes. What's the idea of this? Why is this? There's a Mishavura a bit later here. Actually, it's here, Lamed Hay.
Yeah, 3 or 4 minutes. Me can't talk.
Ah, so it means pastures, you shouldn't talk, really, yeah? It means that one should eat it. I'm not sure one shouldn't talk. No, that I'm not sure we have to do, because the brocha's chal already.
You know, by matzah, you have to have kazayis matzah.
You mustn't talk. What's the reason why you start with kazayis straight away? Why do you have to kazayis straight away? What's the chiyuv to have a kazayis straight away? Why can't you have it in the middle of the meal? So, interesting.
The
tachilus
pras. What? Kazayis.
Yeah, but why just have it in the beginning of the meal? Why can't have it in the middle of the meal? It's interesting. Well, the reason is, it says, "Omam ain't so shiur of tach kashir kazayis kem shiudav." The Mishnah says, "You don't have a kazayis when you speak." That bein amach arach bom kazayis arach hashiva achila. In Muslim, shloim amach bat chak. If it's not pushing it, toil sheyochum et chiller shey kazayis. One should ideally eat a kazayis straight away. Besides, why? So as far as I remember, there were two esbeirim in this. Why should you eat a kazayis straight away? What's the reason? So as far as I remember, one thing is, first of all, the more avraham is mesupuk, whether if eat less the kazayis or pas, does it patal the foods? So I suppose the shiny is interesting. That means I don't know how it works. Let's say it's a chiddush this week, but the shiny is a person doesn't eat a kazayis straight away. So he has a little mash, then he has his fish. Myself, how is this fish potter? He's not had a kazayis to pass. Maybe the whole chashivas of the pasta potter is only if you have a kazayis. So it could be that's why. It's a sopper in the morning wrong. It looks like an ikka din if you take on that. It's not much of a kazayis somewhere in the meal that will patter all the foods. But lechatchila, we're trying to get around this problem over here that it needs to have start straight away with the kazayis. That way, you've definitely got no stomach at all, and the rest of the meal is definitely covered. It's a big problem, this actually, because sometimes people nibble the chalim. Remember, someone told us a long time ago, I don't know what to do in his house, he said, the mice of Amos is, we make calm what you've seen, and people nibble a bit of bread, and they're not having a kazayis. The mice of all the food in the middle of the meal has to have a bracha. You can't pat the pasta, you don't pat all the food without a kazayis. And then you've got a shayla of birkas hamazon as well, the mice. You can't make birkas hamazon if you don't have a whole kazayis or pas sometime. So you have to be careful to have this shear in order to be able to make a bracha achrayim. So one shy is why you have to have a kazayis straight away, is because this moment of wrong sopik, that if you haven't got a kazayis straight away, you can't pat all the other foods. Say, the ikadin is it is, okay, so that's what Mishmur says, shloimu mokha bat chak, it's toy if she goes a kazayis straight away. I'm saying, if one can't manage it, then one can have a kazayis straight across the meal.